The 4th of January, day 10, the meeting of the Capricorn College. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1:13. On this day we attune ourselves to the newness of being a child of God. St. John, in his descriptions, makes four distinctions. Firstly, we are not born of blood. The old connections with blood ties have been severed. Our links with family, ethnic group and nation are still there, and we must meet our moral obligations on each level, but such obligations no longer enslave us through the emotions and instincts. Secondly, we are not born of the will of the flesh, that is the astral. The astral, as the will of the flesh, has the function of creating a totally self-serving and self-centered personality. If we have to make everything that happens in life about us and our emotions, then we have become a slave to this aspect of our being. We are not even born of the will of man. That is, the needs and purposes of the soul. For the individuality, the seed of the divine, is a direct gift from God. On this day, those born under the sign of Capricorn may particularly attune themselves to the birth and growth of the I Am. We can all share in this experience. Even though the I Am is yet a seed, it has the potential to grow into a mighty tree and transform our lives utterly. Let our focus for this day be always Christ in me, the hope of glory. Shall we pray? Father, to you we raise our whole being, a vessel emptied of self. Accept, O Lord, this our emptiness, and so fill us with yourself, your life, your light, your love, that these your gracious gifts may radiate through us and overflow the chalice of our hearts into the hearts of all with whom we come in contact, revealing unto them the beauty of your joy and wholeness and the serenity of your peace, which nothing can destroy. In the name of Christ, so shall it be.
So shall it be.